The Tree of Life is one of the most enigmatic and powerful symbols in the Bible. For many, this tree evokes images of the Garden of Eden, a lost paradise where eternal life was within humanity's grasp. However, the Tree of Life is much more than an element of an ancient garden. It is deeply rooted in the history of humanity and our relationship with God. Did you know that the Tree of Life is mentioned in both Genesis and Revelation, symbolizing eternal life and connection with God? Throughout the Bible, this tree appears at key moments, offering hope and reminding us of what was once within our reach and has been lost. It was first mentioned in the book of Genesis, at the heart of the Garden of Eden. Its presence is not merely decorative. It symbolizes eternal life and the fullness that God offered to Adam and Eve. And out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Genesis 2:9. This verse highlights the central importance of this tree in God's divine plan for humanity. In the next few minutes, you will understand once and for all how the Tree of Life plays a fundamental role even today. The end will surprise you. But first, share this with people you love on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Telegram. Let's talk about His love and truth and let His Word transform our hearts. If you like this type of study, comment below. I want more. This way, I'll know if I should continue bringing new videos. Beyond its first appearance, the Tree of Life reemerges in the Bible at crucial moments, underlining themes of restoration and redemption. In the book of Revelation, for example, it describes a tree that heals the nations and bears fruit constantly. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the Tree of Life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, Revelation 22:2. This passage shows us a vision of hope and renewal, where what was lost is recovered and overcome. We'll explore the journey of the Tree of Life from Genesis to Revelation, unveiling its hidden meanings and revealing its profound connections with our faith and existence. Each step will bring us closer to better understanding this eternal symbol and its ongoing relevance in our lives. The Garden of Eden is where the Tree of Life makes its first appearance, marking the beginning of its journey through the Bible. In this original paradise, the tree symbolizes God's offer of eternal life and abundance to humanity. Adam and Eve lived in perfect harmony with God, with direct access to this vital tree. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put the man whom He had formed, Genesis 2:8. This verse situates the tree in the context of a divine garden, a place of communion and divine provision. The tree was located in the center of Eden, highlighting its paramount importance in God's plan. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The Tree of Life also in the midst of the garden, and the Tree of Knowledge of Good and Evil, Genesis 2:9. This central location suggests that the life and substance of God were within humanity's reach, as long as they remained in obedience and relationship with Him. The garden was not just a physical space of beauty, but a place of intimate communion with God. Adam and Eve not only had access to food and shelter, but also a direct connection with their Creator. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, Genesis 3:8. This close and unbarred relationship is a crucial aspect of humanity's original state in Eden. The story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden is fundamental to understanding the significance of the Tree of Life. God gave a clear instruction to the first human pair. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Genesis 2:16, 17. This prohibition was intended to protect them and keep their relationship with God intact. However, temptation came in the form of a cunning serpent that questioned God's word. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Genesis 3:4-5. This deception planted doubts in Eve's mind, leading her to disobey the only divine prohibition. By eating the forbidden fruit, Adam and Eve chose to trust their own judgment rather than obey God. The consequences of this disobedience were immediate and devastating. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3:22-23. To prevent Adam and Eve from living eternally in their fallen state, God expelled them from Eden and placed cherubims to guard the way to the tree of life. This act of expulsion symbolized the separation between God and humanity, a theme that resonates throughout the Bible. While access to the tree of life was lost, the story of the Bible is a narrative of redemption. The initial loss in Eden sets the stage for the promise of restoration and hope that unfolds in the scriptures. Each subsequent appearance of the tree of life is a reminder of this promise, culminating in the vision of a new paradise in Revelation. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city, Revelation 22:14. This verse not only points to the restoration of what was lost, but also opens the door to a new and eternal communion with God. Thus, the tree of life throughout the Bible serves as a connecting thread that ties the narrative of the fall with the hope of redemption. This symbol invites us to reflect on God's promise of eternal and abundant life, accessible through faith and obedience to his teachings. The tree of life does not disappear from the biblical narrative after the expulsion of Adam and Eve from Eden. In fact, it reappears at critical moments, highlighting the ongoing presence and promise of God. In the book of Revelation, the tree is presented in a glorious vision of the future. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22:1-2. This powerful image underscores the final restoration of creation. The reappearance of the tree of life in Revelation not only symbolizes eternal life, but also the healing and unity of all nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Revelation 22:3. This verse highlights the culmination of the story of redemption, where the curse of Eden is finally lifted, and communion with God is completely restored. In the book of Ezekiel, we also find references that evoke the tree of life. In a vision of a new temple, Ezekiel describes trees growing along a river, with leaves that do not wither, and fruits that never fail. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Ezekiel 47:12. This vision is a foreshadowing of the final fulfillment in Revelation, showing the continuity of God's promise throughout biblical history. Thus, the tree of life reappears at significant moments to remind us of God's faithfulness and his plan for restoration, from Eden to the New Jerusalem. This symbol guides us through a narrative of hope, redemption, and eternal life, inviting us to partake in the divine promise. In the book of Revelation, the tree of life reemerges in a spectacular vision of the end times. This reappearance is not merely a return to the known, but a new beginning in a renewed and glorified context. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22:1-2. This initial description sets the scene for the revelation of the tree situated on both sides of this river of life. The tree, in this vision, produces 12 types of fruits, one for each month, symbolizing God's continual and abundant provision. In addition to its fruits, the leaves of the tree of life have a specific and healing purpose, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22:2. This feature highlights a new aspect of the tree, its ability to heal and unify, in contrast to the division and suffering that have marked much of human history. The tree now presents itself as an agent of healing and global reconciliation. This new appearance of the tree of life not only represents the restoration of what was lost in Eden, but also marks the beginning of a new era of peace and unity. As we advance in this exploration, we will see how this symbol intertwines with the narrative of redemption and hope throughout the Bible, culminating in this glorious vision of the New Jerusalem. The book of Revelation presents an image of restored creation, where the curse of the Garden of Eden is finally reversed. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Revelation 22:3. This verse shows us a world where the separation and suffering caused by the original sin no longer exist, and where the presence of God is full and constant. The reversal of the curse is reflected in the restoration of access to the tree of life. In Eden, Adam and Eve were expelled to prevent them from eating from the tree and living eternally in their fallen state. And the Lord God said, "Behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever." Genesis 3:22. However, in the New Jerusalem, access is free and open to all who have been redeemed. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14. The restoration of this access symbolizes the elimination of the barrier between God and humanity. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Revelation 22:4. This verse suggests a renewed intimacy and unobstructed communion with God, something Adam and Eve enjoyed before their fall. John's vision shows us a world where communion with God is complete and perfect. The act of reversing the curse not only implies a physical restoration, but also a spiritual transformation. The New Jerusalem represents not only a place of beauty and provision, but a state of being where humanity lives in total harmony with its Creator. This theme of redemption and transformation is central to the biblical narrative and is powerfully reflected in the reappearance of the Tree of Life in the vision of Revelation. The Tree of Life acquires a new purpose, the healing and unity of the nations. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22:2. This verse highlights a crucial aspect of the tree in this new era, its ability to heal the divisions and wounds that have plagued humanity since the fall. The historical context of the Bible is filled with conflicts and divisions among nations, often reflecting the rupture in the relationship between God and his creation. In the story of the Tower of Babel, for example, humanity was dispersed and their languages confused due to their pride and disobedience. Genesis 11:1-9. In contrast, the Tree of Life in Revelation symbolizes a time of reconciliation and restoration, where nations will no longer be divided. The healing of the nations implies more than mere physical healing. It encompasses a complete restoration of relationships and the creation of a new global community under the reign of God. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Revelation 22:3. This vision of global unity is a culmination of God's redemptive plan where the diversity of nations comes together in worship and service. The Tree of Life, therefore, becomes a symbol of hope, not only for individuals, but for humanity as a whole. The promise of healing and unity resonates deeply in a world marked by conflict and division. This theme of universal healing is one of the most powerful promises of Revelation and an essential part of the vision of the New Jerusalem. The Tree of Life, as described in Revelation, has a renewed and expanded purpose, the healing of the nations. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22:2, indicating a global reach in its influence and power. This focus on healing underscores the idea that the redemption offered by God is not just personal, but also collective. The healing of the nations includes the restoration of justice and the elimination of the injustices that have marked human history. In Isaiah 2:4, we find a prophetic vision of a time when they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. This prophecy aligns with the vision of Revelation, where healing and peace prevail. Beyond justice, healing implies a restoration of relationships between peoples. Revelation describes a city where nations walk in the light of God, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. Revelation 21:24. This passage suggests a global unity and cooperation, a marked contrast with a history of conflict and division. The healing of the nations reflects the full realization of the kingdom of God on earth. This vision of a world restored and united under the authority of God is a culmination of biblical hope. As we explore this theme, we see how the Tree of Life symbolizes not only personal restoration, but a total transformation of the world order, aligned with divine justice and peace. The Tree of Life in Revelation is not just a symbol of healing, but also of restoration and reconciliation. After the fall of Adam and Eve, humanity experienced a significant rupture in its relationship with God. However, the tree in the New Jerusalem represents the final and complete reconciliation between God and His creation. And they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. Revelation 22:4. This verse indicates a renewed intimacy and an identity firmly anchored in God. The restoration is also reflected in the promise of eternal life. In Eden, Adam and Eve lost access to eternal life due to their disobedience. Now, in Revelation, access to the Tree of Life is restored to those who have been redeemed. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the Tree of Life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14. This restoration symbolizes the fullness of the divine promise and the culmination of God's redemptive plan. The reconciliation between God and humanity not only affects our relationship with the Creator, but also our relationships among ourselves. Revelation paints a picture of a global community united under the Lordship of Christ, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Revelation 21:26. This unity reflects the ideal of a restored and reconciled creation, where the divisions of the past have been overcome. As we continue to explore the Tree of Life, we see how this symbol encapsulates the biblical narrative of redemption and restoration from Eden to the New Jerusalem. The Tree of Life guides us through a story of hope, renewal, and reconciliation, showing God's unbreakable faithfulness and His commitment to His creation. Throughout the Bible, trees are repeatedly used as symbols of life, growth, and spiritual strength. From the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, to prophetic visions, trees represent deep aspects of human and divine existence. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Psalms 1:3. This verse emphasizes the connection between righteousness and prosperity, using the image of a fruitful tree. Trees also symbolize wisdom and eternal life. In Proverbs, she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. Proverbs 3:18. Here, divine wisdom offers a path to regain what was lost in Eden. This hope is also reflected in God's promises to His people. In the book of Ezekiel, a vision of a river flowing from God's temple is described, lined with trees whose leaves do not wither and whose fruits do not fail. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit, according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary. And the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Ezekiel 47:12. This prophetic vision reinforces the vision of the tree of life as a symbol of eternal life and healing. Therefore, the trees in the Bible are not merely elements of the landscape. They are bearers of deep and enduring meanings. They represent life, wisdom, righteousness, and the continual presence of God in the world. Through these images, the Bible communicates essential spiritual truths that resonate throughout all of Scripture. In the first Psalm, we find a powerful comparison between the righteous and trees planted beside streams of water. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Psalms 1:3. This passage provides a rich metaphor for the life of those who follow God's ways, highlighting stability, fruitfulness, and resilience. Trees planted beside streams of water symbolize continual nourishment and divine provision. Just as a tree receives the necessary sustenance from water, the righteous obtain their strength and vitality from the Word of God. This verse shows that those who meditate on God's law day and night are continually nourished and strengthened, able to withstand the trials and challenges of life. The reference to bearing fruit in its season implies that the righteous not only prosper personally, but also have a positive impact on their surroundings. Just like a fruit-bearing tree provides food and shade, the righteous offer guidance, support, and blessings to those around them. Their lives are productive and beneficial, reflecting God's purpose and generosity. The promise that their leaves will not fall and everything they do will prosper is a powerful reminder of God's faithfulness. This image of a perennial tree that does not wither resonates with the idea of a successful and stable life, sustained by obedience and faith in God. In summary, Psalm 1:3 uses the metaphor of the tree to illustrate the abundant and fruitful life that God promises to the righteous. In the book of Proverbs, wisdom is described as a tree of life, highlighting its central importance in the believer's life. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. Proverbs 3:18. This verse emphasizes that divine wisdom not only guides a righteous life, but also grants a full and abundant existence. Wisdom, in this context, presents itself as a source of life and well-being. Just like the tree of life in the Garden of Eden, wisdom offers sustenance and spiritual growth. Those who seek and apply God's wisdom in their lives experience a transformation that allows them to live in harmony with divine principles, resulting in blessings and prosperity. The act of reaching for wisdom implies an active and ongoing effort to seek and apply divine understanding. It is not enough to know wisdom. It must be integrated and practiced in daily life. This constant effort is rewarded with a life full of meaning and purpose, reflecting the generous and sustaining nature of the tree of life. The verse emphasizes the happiness of those who retain wisdom. The blessedness mentioned here suggests a deep and enduring joy that comes from living according to God's principles. Wisdom, therefore, is not only a moral guide, but a source of true happiness and satisfaction, transforming the lives of believers in a holistic way. In Revelation, the tree of life is described with specific details about its fruits and leaves, which have deep meaning. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22:2. This image not only symbolizes eternal life, but also continual provision and healing. The 12 fruits of the tree of life represent the fullness and perfection of divine provision. Each month, the tree produces a new fruit, indicating an inexhaustible and constant supply of God for His people. This image resonates with the promise that God will care for His children in all seasons of life, ensuring that they never lack what is necessary for their spiritual and physical sustenance. The leaves of the tree, intended for the healing of the nations, symbolize the restoration and reconciliation of the entire world. After centuries of conflict and division, these leaves represent the healing of deep wounds and the unity of all humanity under God's reign. This aspect of the Tree of Life underlines God's redemptive purpose, which includes the healing of broken relationships and the removal of all barriers that separate nations. The specific mention that the leaves are for the healing of the nations expands the scope of the Tree of Life beyond the individual, encompassing all of humanity. This reinforces the vision of a future where not only individual believers are restored, but the entire creation experiences the fullness of healing and divine reconciliation. Thus, the Tree of Life in Revelation encapsulates the hope of a total and universal renewal. The Tree of Life in Revelation is a powerful symbol of continual provision and God's care. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the Tree of Life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. Revelation 22:2. This image suggests a constant and reliable abundance, a promise that God will always provide for the needs of His people. The monthly production of fruits highlights the idea that God's provision is not sporadic nor limited to certain times of the year. Instead, it is a continual supply that ensures that His children have what they need at all times. This constant production of fruits also symbolizes the faithfulness of God, who never fails to care for and sustain those who trust in Him. Additionally, this continual provision reflects the nature of God as an inexhaustible provider. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalms 23:1. This psalm reinforces the confidence that God, as a good shepherd, will ensure that His sheep never lack what is necessary. The Tree of Life in Revelation extends this promise to an eternal vision of provision and care. The abundance of fruits and the healing offered by the leaves of the tree also underline God's generosity. He not only provides for the physical and spiritual needs of His people, but also offers healing and restoration to the nations. This integral care shows God's love for all His creation and His desire to see all humanity restored and reconciled with Him. The place where the Tree of Life is found in the Bible has deep and symbolic significance. In Genesis, the tree is located in the center of the Garden of Eden, which underscores its importance in divine creation. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the Tree of Life also in the midst of the garden. Genesis 2:9. This central location symbolizes life and continual provision from God, available to Adam and Eve in their original state of innocence and communion with God. The Tree of Life in Revelation is also found in a central position, this time in the New Jerusalem. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the Tree of Life. Revelation 22:2. This placement in the heart of the holy city highlights its role as an eternal source of life and healing for all who dwell in God's presence. The fact that the tree is accessible on both sides of the river emphasizes the universality of divine provision and healing. Additionally, the centrality of the Tree of Life in both visions suggests that full and eternal life is only found in communion with God. In Eden, the tree represented the life that God offered to humanity. In the New Jerusalem, it symbolizes restored eternal life and renewed communion with the Creator. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. Revelation 22:3. This verse reinforces the idea that the presence of God is the core of eternal life. The location of the Tree of Life in the Bible, both in Eden and in the New Jerusalem, invites us to reflect on the centrality of God in our lives. It reminds us that true life and healing are found in His presence, and that His provision is abundant and continuous. This symbolism of location is crucial to understanding the message of hope and redemption that runs throughout the entire biblical narrative. The Garden of Eden was not just a physical place, but also a sacred space where God met with humanity, akin to a temple. In this context, the Tree of Life can be seen as a symbol of the temple, representing the presence and life of God. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put the man whom He had formed, Genesis 2:8. This garden temple was a place of direct and continuous communion with God. In ancient temples, symbols of life and fertility, such as trees and water sources, often represented the blessing and presence of the deity. The Tree of Life in the midst of Eden fulfills a similar function, being a tangible sign of life and divine provision. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the Tree of Life also in the midst of the garden, Genesis 2:9. This central location within the garden reinforces its role as a symbol of life and the presence of God. The relationship between Eden and later temples in the Bible is clear. In the temple in Jerusalem, for example, there were elements that recalled Eden, such as the cherubim and images of plants and flowers. These elements were not merely decorative, but evoked the first meeting place between God and humanity. And within the oracle, He made two cherubims of olive tree, each 10 cubits high, 1 Kings 6:23. These cherubim in the temple reminded of the cherubim that guarded the way to the Tree of Life after the fall, Genesis 3:24. The Tree of Life, as a symbol of the temple in Eden, underscores God's original intention to dwell with His creation in a relationship of life and continual provision. This image of the tree temple is repeated in the vision of the New Jerusalem, where the throne of God and of the Lamb are in the midst of the city, and the river of life flows from there with the Tree of Life at its sides, Revelation 22:1-2. Thus, we see a continuity in God's purpose to be in communion with humanity, from the beginning in Eden to the end in the New Jerusalem. In the Garden of Eden, life and the presence of God were palpable and accessible. Adam and Eve enjoyed an intimate and direct relationship with their Creator, walking and talking with Him in the cool of the day. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Genesis 3:8. This communion with God was a reflection of His original intention to dwell among His creation and provide life in abundance. The Tree of Life in the center of the garden symbolized this vital relationship and the continual provision of God. Every time Adam and Eve looked at or approached this tree, they were reminded of eternal life and the divine substance that was available to them. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the Tree of Life also in the midst of the garden, Genesis 2:9. This direct access to the tree reflected the accessibility of life and God's provision for humanity. Moreover, Eden, as a place of God's presence, is reflected in the descriptions of later temples. The tabernacle and the temple in Jerusalem were adorned with images that evoked Eden, such as cherubim, palms, and flowers. And He carved all the walls of the house round about with carved figures of cherubims and palm trees and open flowers, within and without, 1 Kings 6:29. This access to life and God's presence, symbolized by the Tree of Life, was an integral part of the original design of creation. This access was interrupted by the fall, but the promise of restoration and redemption through Christ points to a return to this original communion. In the New Jerusalem, access to the Tree of Life and God's presence will be completely restored, reflecting God's intention to dwell with His people eternally. Adam and Eve, the first humans, lived in a state of perfect harmony with God in the Garden of Eden. This garden was not just a place of physical beauty, but also a space of intimate and continuous communion with their Creator. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed, Genesis 2:8. This idyllic environment provided everything necessary for Adam and Eve's physical and spiritual life. In Eden, Adam and Eve enjoyed a direct and unobstructed relationship with God, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, Genesis 3:8. This verse describes a daily and close interaction with God, highlighting the intimacy of their relationship. The garden was a place where they could experience God's presence in a tangible and constant manner, a reflection of the original design of creation. The tree of life, situated in the center of the garden, symbolized this abundant life and God's provision. Adam and Eve had free access to this tree, which represented the offer of eternal life and divine fullness. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden. Genesis 2:9. Here's your text translated into English with biblical quotes from the King James Version, seamlessly integrated for richness. The presence of the tree in the center of the garden underscores its significance as a source of life and spiritual sustenance. Life in Eden was ideal, but also entailed a test of obedience and trust in God. The commandment not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil represented a critical choice for Adam and Eve. Their decision to disobey led to the fall, a rupture in their relationship with God, and the loss of access to the tree of life. This story sets the stage for the theme of redemption that unfolds throughout the Bible, culminating in the promised restoration in Revelation. The presence of the tree in the center of the garden underscores its significance as a source of life and spiritual sustenance. Life in Eden was ideal, but also entailed a test of obedience and trust in God. The commandment not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil represented a critical choice for Adam and Eve. Their decision to disobey led to the fall, a rupture in their relationship with God, and the loss of access to the tree of life. This story sets the stage for the theme of redemption that unfolds throughout the Bible, culminating in the promised restoration in Revelation. The presence of the tree in the center of the garden underscores its significance as a source of life and spiritual sustenance. Life in Eden was ideal, but also entailed a test of obedience and trust in God. The commandment not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil represented a critical choice for Adam and Eve. Their decision to disobey led to the fall, a rupture in their relationship with God, and the loss of access to the tree of life. This story sets the stage for the theme of redemption that unfolds throughout the Bible, culminating in the promised restoration in Revelation. The relationship between Adam, Eve, and God in the Garden of Eden exemplifies the ideal communion God desires with humanity. Adam and Eve lived in an environment where they could enjoy God's presence directly and personally. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, Genesis 2:7. This act of creation reflects God's closeness and care in forming humanity. In the garden, Adam and Eve had access to all of God's provisions, including the tree of life, which symbolized eternal life and fulfillment. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, Genesis 2:9. This free access to the tree of life highlights God's intention to provide an abundant and sustained existence for humanity. The intimate and unbarred relationship they enjoyed with God was reflected in their ability to converse and walk with Him in the garden. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, Genesis 3:8. This verse shows a level of intimacy and closeness that contrasts starkly with the separation caused by sin later on. Direct interaction with God was a fundamental aspect of their life in Eden. However, This relationship was tested with the presence of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God gave them a clear instruction. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Genesis 2:17. Adam and Eve's choice to disobey God resulted in a rupture of their relationship and the loss of access to the tree of life. This tragic event underlines the importance of obedience and trust in God, themes that recur throughout the Bible. The tree of life plays a central role both in Genesis and Revelation, serving as a powerful symbol of God's provision and presence. In Genesis, the tree is located at the heart of the Garden of Eden, a place of perfect communion between God and humanity. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, Genesis 2:9. This central location emphasizes its importance as a source of divine life and sustenance. In Revelation, the tree of life reappears in the New Jerusalem, marking the fulfillment of God's promise to restore what was lost in Eden. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, Revelation 22:2. Here, the tree symbolizes eternal life and healing for all nations, reflecting God's intention to renew and redeem His creation completely. The placement of the tree in both books underscores its role as a link between the beginning and the end of the biblical narrative. In Genesis, the tree represents the eternal life that was within humanity's reach before the fall. In Revelation, its reappearance symbolizes the restoration of that eternal life through redemption in Christ. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. Revelation 22:3. This parallel between Genesis and Revelation shows the coherence and unity of God's redemptive plan from creation to final consummation. The tree of life serves as a constant reminder of God's faithfulness and His desire to dwell with His people. This continuity highlights the promise of restoration and eternal communion, which is a central theme throughout the entire Bible. The journey of the tree of life from the Garden of Eden to the celestial city in Revelation symbolizes a significant shift in the setting of the biblical narrative. In Genesis, Eden is an earthly garden, a place of beauty and abundance where God walked with humanity. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put the man whom He had formed. Genesis 2:8. This garden is the original setting for perfect communion between God and man. However, after the fall, humanity was expelled from Eden, and access to the tree of life was restricted. So He drove out the man, and He placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Genesis 3:24. This expulsion marked the beginning of an existence of separation and alienation from the direct presence of God, a theme that resonates throughout the Bible. In Revelation, the setting dramatically changes from an earthly garden to a celestial city, the New Jerusalem. And He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, Revelation 22:1. This city represents the culmination of God's redemptive plan, a place where the divine presence is full and accessible to all the redeemed. The river of the water of life and the tree of life in this city symbolize the restoration of eternal life and communion with God. This shift in setting from a garden to a city reflects an expansion in God's purpose. It's not just about restoring eternal life and individual communion with God, but about creating a redeemed and reconciled community, living in perfect harmony with its Creator. This theme of renewal and final restoration in the New Jerusalem underscores the culmination of hope and God's promise to all creation. The tree of life, both in Genesis and Revelation, symbolizes eternal life and communion with God. In Eden, the tree offered Adam and Eve the possibility of an endless life in communion with their Creator, provided they remained in obedience. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden. Genesis 2:9. The presence of the tree in the center of the garden underscores this offer of eternal life. However, humanity's fall and the subsequent expulsion from Eden resulted in the loss of access to this vital tree. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Genesis 3:24. This barrier symbolized the separation between God and humanity due to sin. In Revelation, the tree of life reappears as a symbol of the restoration of eternal life and communion with God. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14. This renewed access to the tree in the New Jerusalem reflects the culmination of God's redemptive plan, where the barrier of sin has been removed through the work of Christ. The tree of life, therefore, serves as a powerful reminder of the promise of eternal life and restored communion with God. From Eden to the New Jerusalem, this tree symbolizes God's intention to offer life in abundance to his creation. This continuity in the biblical narrative highlights God's faithfulness and his unwavering desire to be in relationship with humanity. The loss of access to the tree of life following Adam and Eve's disobedience is one of the most tragic events in the biblical narrative. This tree represented the offer of eternal life and communion with God, but the choice to disobey resulted in expulsion from Eden. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Genesis 2:16 to 17. This warning underscored the gravity of their decision. The serpent's temptation and deception led Eve to eat the forbidden fruit, and Adam followed her example. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Genesis 3:6. This act of disobedience had immediate and devastating consequences, resulting in the loss of innocence and expulsion from the garden. Humanity therefore lost direct access to the tree of life and the eternal life it offered. The expulsion from Eden symbolizes a rupture in the relationship between God and humanity. And the Lord God said, "Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever." Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3:22-23. This separation marked the beginning of an existence characterized by suffering and death, away from the immediate presence of God. Despite this tragic loss, the narrative of the Bible is a story of hope and redemption. From that moment of separation, God has been working to restore the relationship with his creation. The reappearance of the Tree of Life in Revelation symbolizes the culmination of this redemptive plan, offering again the promise of eternal life and communion with God through Christ. Although the loss of access to the Tree of Life was a tragic event, the biblical narrative is filled with promises of hope and redemption. Despite the initial separation, God never abandoned humanity. From the moment of the fall, God promised future redemption. "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Genesis 3:15. This verse, known as the Proto-Gospel, announces the future victory over sin and death. Throughout the Old Testament, God renewed his promises of redemption through his covenants with Noah, Abraham, Moses, and David. Each of these covenants pointed to a final restoration of the relationship between God and his people. For example, in the covenant with Abraham, God promised that in his seed all the nations of the earth would be blessed, Genesis 12:3. This promise is fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who brings redemption and eternal life. The book of Psalms and the prophets are also full of promises of restoration and hope. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Psalms 23:3. This psalm reflects the confidence in the guidance and continued provision of God, even in times of loss and suffering. Prophets like Isaiah spoke of a future where God would bring new life and healing. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Isaiah 65:17. The hope amid loss is fully realized in the New Testament with the coming of Jesus Christ. His life, death, and resurrection opened the way for humanity to regain access to eternal life. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 11:25. This promise of Jesus reaffirms the hope that, despite the initial loss in Eden, eternal life and communion with God are again accessible through him. The arrival of Jesus into the world marks a crucial point in the biblical narrative, offering redemption and restoration of access to eternal life. From the beginning of his ministry, Jesus proclaimed the kingdom of God and the reconciliation of humanity with its Creator. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10. This verse summarizes the mission of Jesus, to restore what was lost in Eden. The crucifixion of Jesus is the central act of this redemption. On the cross, Jesus bore the weight of humanity's sin, offering his life as a sacrifice. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Galatians 3:13. By taking upon himself the curse that resulted from Adam and Eve's disobedience, Jesus opened the way for humanity to be reconciled with God. In addition to his death, the resurrection of Jesus is fundamental to the hope of eternal life. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 11:25. The resurrection of Jesus not only confirms his victory over death, but also assures the promise that those who believe in him will have access to eternal life, restoring the symbolic access to the tree of life. The ascension of Jesus to heaven and the promise of his return complete the picture of redemption. Jesus promised to return to take his people to the fullness of eternal life. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14:3. This future hope keeps alive the promise of restoration and eternal access to the presence of God through the tree of life. Jesus presents himself in the New Testament, not only as the Redeemer, but also as the source of eternal life. In the Gospel of John, Jesus identifies with life on several occasions, underscoring his role as the new access to life, once represented by the tree of life in Eden. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. This verse highlights that eternal life and communion with God now lie through Jesus. The metaphor of Jesus as the vine and believers as the branches also underlines this vital connection. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. John 15:5. Just like the tree of life, Jesus is the source of spiritual sustenance and abundant life. Abiding in Jesus guarantees a fruitful and full life. Moreover, Jesus offered the water of life, another powerful image of his ability to satisfy the spiritual needs of humanity. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. John 4:14. This offer of living water parallels the image of the river of life that flows in the New Jerusalem, where the tree of life is found on both sides. The promise of Jesus to send the Holy Spirit is also crucial to understanding how he becomes the source of life. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. John 14:16. The Holy Spirit acts as the mediator of eternal life, ensuring that believers remain connected to the life and provision of God through Jesus. This continual presence of the Spirit reinforces the idea that Jesus is the new and eternal access to the tree of life. The symbolism of the cross in Christianity has profound connections with the tree of life. The cross, often described in the Bible as a tree, becomes the new place of eternal life and redemption. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." Galatians 3:13. This verse underscores how Jesus, by being crucified, transformed the symbol of a curse into a source of blessing and life. Therefore, the crucifixion of Jesus can be seen as an act of planting a new tree of life at Calvary. The wood of the cross, which originally symbolized death and punishment, becomes the means through which eternal life is accessible to all. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. The cross becomes the new tree that offers healing and life. The reference to the cross as a tree connects Jesus' redemption with the promise of restoration in Revelation. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." Revelation 2:7. Jesus' victory on the cross ensures access to this tree of eternal life, promised to those who overcome through faith. The transformation of the cross into a symbol of eternal life also resonates in Christian liturgy and art. Many churches present the cross as a constant reminder of redemption and the hope of eternal life in Christ. This symbolism reinforces the connection between Jesus' sacrifice and the renewed access to the tree of life, thus uniting the narrative of the fall and redemption into a continuum of hope and renewal. The resurrection of Jesus marks the definitive victory over death, a central theme in the biblical narrative. This event not only validates Jesus' claims about being the resurrection and the life, but also offers humanity the hope of eternal life. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. 1 Corinthians 15:20. The resurrection of Jesus is the first taste of the new life that awaits all believers. Victory over death also directly connects with the promise of the tree of life. In Revelation, a future is described where there will be no more death nor sorrow, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 21:4. This vision of the New Jerusalem highlights the end of death's power and the beginning of a new era of eternal life. The resurrection of Jesus also reaffirms his power and authority over life and death. "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." Revelation 22:13. This verse underscores that Jesus, through his resurrection, has absolute control over death, thus providing security and hope for believers. Finally, Jesus' victory over death transforms the Christian perspective on life and death. Death is no longer the end, but a transition to the promised eternal life in Christ. "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Philippians 1:21. This statement by Paul reflects the assurance that, through Jesus, eternal life is a guaranteed reality, radically changing how believers face death and suffering in this world. The Bible concludes with the promise of a new heaven and a new earth, where the tree of life plays a central role in eternal life and union with God. This vision is found in Revelation, where John describes the final transformation of creation. "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." Revelation 21:21. This verse announces the culmination of God's redemptive plan, realizing a complete renewal of all things. In this new creation, the presence of God will be full and continuous. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. Revelation 21:3. The promise of God to dwell among his people is fully realized in this new heaven and new earth, symbolizing a complete restoration of the communion that existed in Eden. The tree of life in this new setting is an integral part of divine provision. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22:2. The continuous production of fruits and the healing capacity of the leaves reflect the abundance and unfailing care of God in the new creation. The promise of the new heaven and new earth also underscores the definitive elimination of the curse of sin. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Revelation 22:3. This verse highlights that in the new creation, the separation caused by sin will be completely eliminated, allowing an unobstructed communion between God and humanity. This vision of hope and complete renewal completes the picture of redemption that began in Eden. The tree of life in the New Jerusalem is a powerful vision of restoration and eternal life that God promises to his followers. In Revelation, John describes this celestial city with vibrant and significant details. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Revelation 22:1. This river symbolizes eternal life and purity flowing directly from God and the Lamb. On the banks of this river grows the tree of life, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life. Revelation 22:2. This tree is not just a source of food and healing, but also symbolizes the continuity of eternal life that God offers to all who are in the holy city. Its presence in the heart of the New Jerusalem highlights the complete restoration of creation. Beyond its location, the features of the tree of life are significant. It produces 12 kinds of fruits, one for each month, symbolizing God's constant provision and endless abundance. And the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. Revelation 22:2. This image of continuous provision underlines that in the New Jerusalem, there will be no more shortages or unmet needs. The leaves of the tree, destined for the healing of the nations, represent the complete restoration of humanity. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22:2. This vision shows that in the New Jerusalem, all divisions, diseases, and sufferings will be healed. The tree of life, therefore, is not just a source of eternal life, but also of healing and reconciliation, completing the promise of redemption and restoration from God. In the vision of the New Jerusalem, it is revealed that access to the tree of life has been restored for all the redeemed. This is one of the most exciting and hopeful promises of Revelation. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14. This verse highlights that those who have been purified by the blood of the Lamb have the right to access the tree of life and enjoy eternal life. The renewed access to the tree of life symbolizes the complete restoration of the relationship between God and humanity. In Eden, disobedience resulted in the loss of this vital access. However, through the redemptive work of Jesus, this barrier has been removed. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. John 10:9. Jesus, as the door, ensures that all who believe in him can enter into eternal communion with God. The promise of new access to the tree of life also implies a life of blessing and eternal satisfaction. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Revelation 21:6. This offer of living water reinforces the idea that in the New Jerusalem, all needs and desires will be fully satisfied by God. Eternal life will be an existence of fullness and continuous joy. Finally, access to the Tree of Life is a reminder of God's eternal purpose to live in communion with His creation. From the beginning in Eden to the final consummation in the New Jerusalem, God's plan has always been to dwell among His people and offer them life in abundance. This vision of renewed access is not just a symbol of hope, but also a reality assured for all who place their faith in Christ. The biblical narrative culminates with the promise of a complete restoration in the New Jerusalem, where the Tree of Life plays a central role. This promise encompasses not only the restoration of eternal life, but also healing, peace, and full communion with God. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. Revelation 22:3. This verse emphasizes that the curse of sin will be completely eliminated, allowing a life without barriers in the presence of God. Complete restoration includes the healing of all wounds and divisions that have affected humanity, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22:2. This image of universal healing reflects the full scope of God's redemptive plan, which not only encompasses individuals, but all nations and cultures, gathering them into His kingdom. Peace and security are also fundamental aspects of this restoration. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 21:4. This verse underscores the elimination of all suffering and the introduction of an era of endless peace and joy in the presence of God. Finally, the promise of complete restoration is realized in eternal communion with God, and they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. Revelation 22:4. The vision of seeing God face to face represents the culmination of Christian hope, a relationship full and unobstructed with the Creator. This eternal communion is the ultimate goal of the biblical narrative, where the story of redemption reaches its climax in the New Jerusalem, with the Tree of Life as a testimony of God's love and faithfulness to His people.